Welcome to Shulchan Machshava on the Daf. We're holding a Menachas Daf Mem Dalet. The Gemara throughout Amud Aleph brings us the fascinating story about this Adam that was Zoy b'mitzvah tzitzis, but then he went to a Zoyno b'kar chayam and he paid a fortune to come be with her. And after all the work that he did to get to her, and there were seven beds and had to get up, he saw the tzitzis coming and hitting him, and it stopped him from doing the Aveiro, and that inspired this woman, the Zoyno, and she was Mizgayer, and she married him. Now, seemingly, we see here a person who's so careful of mitzvah tzitzis. And one can ask, so how was he nichshol with the Zoyno? How did he get down to he's going and traveling and putting so much effort to do this Aveiro? So the Kerenoira says here something which is very deep. The Kerenoira says, because this person was so careful with tzitzis, the Yetzer Hara did a special effort to go and influence him and try to seduce him to get him away from the mitzvah. And his mirame is the Yetzer Hara, his doime, is compared to a Isha Znunim. So this Isha, Zoino, really represents the Yetzer Hara. Yetzer Hara is trying to seduce a person to do an Aveiro, and it's exactly, she's compared in his nimshal to Aisha Zoyna. And the whole plot of the Yetzer Hara is to cause this person to lose his big madrego, the madrego of connection to tzitzis, as we spoke about in the previous daf. But the mitzvah tzitzis is so powerful that it gave him the special koyach and power to overcome the seduction of the Yetzer Hara. And his tshuva was so great that it becomes tshuva me'avo. What is tshuva me'avo? That the averus, the bad, turns to be good. The Yetzer Hara turns to be good. So the Isha Zoyno represents the Yetzer Hara. She herself became then his wife, became part of him, part of his good deeds, representing the fact that Yetzer Hara became part of it. He was able to be hoifich Yetzer Hara to good. In Ayin, Rabbi Yeruchim, the Astoria Pashatzav, the point is, look at the power of a mitzvah that gives somebody the ability to be so strong against nature. Because when a person puts usually so much effort in something, the more effort you put into it, the harder it is to get disconnected. Here, this person paid money. And as I saw one of them first point out, it says when he came, so the shifcha, the maidservant of the Zoyno, she said, here's the person who paid the 400 zehuvim. So the question is, everybody paid that money. But here, this person paid in advance. He didn't pay, he didn't wait to come. He paid already, he sent the money in advance. He put so much money and effort, and then he went up all the seven beds. And from there, from that extreme effort to go and be able to retract from the Aveiro, that shows you the power of mitzvah, or the protection of the mitzvah. That's what Ben Yeruchim points out in Parashat Tzav. I'll just add over here, Dover Nifla Ad Lemoid, that's brought down in the Eretz Tzvi, or Eretz Tzvi from her, and Parshas Vayetze. He says that he heard that anything that a person enjoys or benefits in this world is only something that he deserves to enjoy and benefit. A person cannot indulge in the world if that's not something that he deserves to get. Meanwhile, if a person is doing an Aveira to enjoy something, if he would not do the Aveiro, he would get that benefit, Shiloh de Aveiro, not through something bad. He would get it beheter. He brings a maise from the Rebbe from Vorko, that once the Rebbe collected money because he had a shamish who was very poor. So he collected money to buy him shoes. Before he was able to give it to the shamish saw that the Rebbe had money and he stole the money for himself. So told him the Rebbe, you fool, if you would wait just a little bit, you would have this money, but you would have it behet there, not as a gezel, not as gnevo, not as through stealing. This is a mashal to every person who does an aveiro. Person feels like there's something wrong in order to enjoy and benefit. You cannot enjoy and benefit in this world if it's not something you deserve. So a person will not do the aveiro, he would still get that benefit behet there. And he brings the raya from Har Gemara. Says that's what happened in Har Gemara. This person wanted to come and have a benefit of being with a Zoyno, Be'isr. But he overcame the Yetzer Hara. So he got all that he was desiring and coming for to do through Aveiro, he got it beheter. This woman became his wife beheter. And he adds, he concludes, that that's really the idea of tshuva. How can a person go and do tshuva? How can a person go and correct something bad that he did? Because when a person does the real tshuva, ad Hashem elokecha, that he believes be'emuna shleimu, that a person, whatever he has in this world is what Hashem gave him. And he's ma'amin b'hashgacha pratis. When a person gets to that level, so then you say, of course I would never do the aveiro. Because I would anyway get it. I would get it beheter. Who's the shoyte who will do something be'isri if he could do it beheter? So the tachas of the tshuva is to come and show, oh, this was a terrible mistake that I did. Because I would never do this if I would know, if I would see the, and have the true emuno, that everything that I have is all Hashem Elokecha, it's all b'hashgacha pratis. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shomachshava Shehurim, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.